Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader pays tribute to Deputy Joe McHugh after he confirms he'll be stepping away from national politics at the end of the current Dáil term. Minister Anne Rabbitt calls for an independent review of adult safeguarding in long-term residential care settings in Donegal. The Taoiseach tells the Good Friday Agreement Committee he wants the Shared Island Initiative to foster genuine dialogue. A trade union representing on POST says its future is uncertain. Unless it receives significant investment, and the number of active housing assistance payment scheme properties across the country has risen but fallen slightly in Donegal. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. We begin this evening with praise for Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh, who has confirmed today he'll be stepping away from national politics and not seeking re-election when the current Dáil term ends. The Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader among those paying tribute today, Leo Varadkar, thanked Deputy McHugh for his work for successive governments, for Ireland, for Fine Gael and for his constituents. He said Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh has and will continue to be a dedicated and hard-working member of the party and advocate for his county. Well, Deputy McHugh says he wants to focus on family life. He described the chance to represent Donegal in the Dáil as the greatest honour. Well, earlier today on the 9 till noon show, Deputy McHugh discussed his decision with Greg Hughes.
I'm very content with the decision I've made, Greg, and it's that decision has been brewing now for quite a while, to be honest. As people say, COVID changed everything, and I suppose bringing it down to my personal level and family level, I started to realise and appreciate through COVID, spending day after day with my family and being with the kids, and whether it's putting in the hens at night or putting them out in the morning and feeding them and just being there with them, I just realised how much I missed out, Greg. You know, 6 years in the ministries were very, very intense, and I just realised how much I missed, and I just want to be with them more, and that's the reason why I made this decision. I know I still have 2 years left in this term, which I'll continue to work at and, you know, serve the mandate that it was given by the people of Donegal. But I will not be looking for the nomination for the next general. Even the last few weeks, you know, things have gone back to, you know, not the same as what would have happened before. I mean, my life was very much, you know, you could be leaving on a Monday, heading to Dublin and back on a Friday, and then you might be home late on a Friday night, and you could be away early on a Saturday morning, and you might be gone again the following week. So, and I don't think that, you know, people, since COVID, people have, you know, they're looking at things differently, and I'm able to manage my time differently now. Yes, look, I still have to go to my district meetings. I was in Glenties 2 weeks ago. I was in Donegal Town last Thursday night. You know, we were in Fun Valley the week before that. So I'm still going to do that, but it's about managing my time better. But it's also knowing that there is an end game here, and the end game will be in 2 years' time.
And that was Deputy Joe McHugh speaking earlier today to Greg Hughes. Minister Anne Rabbitt is calling for an independent review of adult safeguarding in long-term residential care settings in Donegal. A report published by HICWA last week following inspections at 18 HSE-run centres in the county found major issues around governance and oversight. Well, Minister Rabbitt, who has responsibility for disability services, says meeting the social needs of residents must be a key element of their care.
Let's be clear here. What HICWA says is true. And HICWA are the regulator, and it's not the first time HICWA has said this, and it is quite unusual that HICWA would blitz a county the way they have done throughout the month of January, and that proves their point. So what an independent review would do is, like I've always been critical, perhaps in the past, that we've looked at how we deliver care, perhaps through a completely medical lens. And that's what I was critical in relation to the commentary around Brandon. Everything was about episodes and medical lens. I believe that we need to look at it in the social care model. Like, we're talking about very, very vulnerable adults. We're talking about how we can reassure their families, their siblings, that there's proper safeguarding facilities in place and understands the complex needs of if a person has, as they would call it within the HSE, an episode, how we support, reinforce, and change the culture of delivering. And it's also important as well to say this morning on the show as well, is that in HICWA's commentary as well, they were very, very complimentary of the frontline staff. They were very, very complimentary of the staff in the units. The critical piece within the report was middle and upper management. Mm-hmm. It was not to do with the staff that were there. They didn't feel they were supported.
And that was Minister Anne Rabbitt there. Well, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is hoping to secure a Dáil debate on that latest HICWA report. The report published last Friday found poor oversight and governance at a local, regional and national level. Now, Deputy Pringle wants a debate under the topical issues banner either tonight or tomorrow. He's urging the Ceann Comhairle to accept his application. He says, while the centres are in Donegal, the issues raised go far beyond the county.
It has to be discussed in the Dáil, and the only mechanism is to apply for a topical issue. Hopefully it will be accepted, because it certainly is topical, and I think it's something that should be discussed and should be debated in the House. The report highlights management problems locally in the county, but also at a regional HSE level and at a national level as well. We see how the HSE have responded to issues in relation to the CAM situation in Kerry. There's something badly wrong with the HSE, and that needs to be addressed.
Opposition TDs say the head of the Department of Health overstepped his mark when arranging a secondment for Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Holohan. Robert Watt has denied he committed to spending funds without the approval of Minister Stephen Donnelly. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
What I requested as part of the assessment of all of this and the nature of the opportunity was support, and that support was there.
Dr. Tony Holohan saying he doesn't have any ill will towards Minister Stephen Donnelly or the Department of Health over his now abandoned secondment to Trinity College. During sometimes testy exchanges at the Oireachtas Health Committee, TD's alleged Department of Health Sec-Gen Robert Watt had promised too much without consulting Cabinet.
I have to say, Mr. Watt, this is breathtaking arrogance that a Secretary General would sign off on a spend of €2 million without seeking any, bear with me, you have a chance to respond, without seeking any approval whatsoever from a minister or from government.
Dr. Holohan was to take up a professorship in Trinity College, but with the department continuing to pay his salary. Robert Watt said Stephen Donnelly would have been informed of the details, but talks hadn't reached that stage when news got out.
We had indicated to him that the arrangements were still to be worked out and that the details hadn't been finalised yet. Okay. And as we're aware, we were bounced into making a statement earlier than we'd hoped.
Mr. Watt said he regretted how things had gone and admitted it should have been handled differently.
Police investigating an incident on Skeag Link Road in Derry on Monday, during which two officers were injured, have arrested a 28-year-old man. The man's been questioned on suspicion of several offences, including attempted murder, assault on police, dangerous driving, driving while disqualified and using a motor vehicle without insurance. Police continue to appeal for witnesses and anyone who captured the incident on dashcam or mobile phone to get in touch. Politicians in Northern Ireland are making a final push for votes ahead of Stormont Assembly elections tomorrow. They could prove to be historic, with the prospect of a nationalist party gaining the most seats and taking the top job in the Northern Executive. The fallout from the Brexit protocol has had an impact on campaigning to date. The cost of living and health are also exercising the minds of voters. The Taoiseach has told the Good Friday Agreement Committee he wants the Shared Islands Initiative to foster genuine dialogue. Micheál Martin was responding to Donegal Senator Niall Blaney, who said conversations in Northern Ireland cannot be one-sided. He highlighted the need for more engagement with the unionist community. Senator Blaney is the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on Northern Ireland in the Shannon. Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin agreed with him that the creation of an unthreatening space in the context of the Shared Islands Initiative is vital.
I'm conscious of the fact that conversations have got going. The difficulty for me, and some that are maybe creating conversation, that is all very much one-sided, and nobody seems to be reaching into the union's community. What will the shared island dialogue from your department bring to the table that's different there? How do we engage the Protestant community, in other words, in Northern Ireland? And how significant is that? What's different in relation to that? What does that bring?
I think the first point that Senator Blaney made in terms of the Shared Island creating a space that is not threatening, I think that's important, but it's creating a space that people, irrespective of their views on the constitutional question, can participate without fear of favour. It's not a Trojan horse. It's designed to pragmatically create opportunities to solve problems on the island and greater working together on the island. My own view generally is that the three sets of relationships that underpin the Good Friday Agreement are the key to this island. That's the North, South, the British, Irish, and the different traditions within the North. They still remain the cornerstone of this island and will into the future, well into the future.
The trade union representing Onpost says its future is uncertain unless it receives investment. The biennial Communication Workers Union conference is underway, with the union discussing a proposed €100 million cash injection to offset losses in Onpost during COVID. The CWU General Secretary Sean McDonough says Onpost provided an essential service during the pandemic.
We know that the staff and the management of Onpost provided, an essential high quality service during COVID in more ways than one, to the communities and keeping communities connected. So it's important that we protect and keep that level of service going forward. The problem overall with COVID is that it has impacted greatly on the financial services and cashless transactions, and it also has accelerated the decline and drop in letter mail. And what we want to ensure is that the government, the shareholder, plays its part and makes sure this company survives, both in terms of financial investment and indeed making provision for services.
The number of active housing assistant payment scheme properties across the country was over 60,000 at the end of last year. That was up 4.5% on the same date in 2020. All seven of Donegal's electoral areas registered slight falls. With more detail, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The HAP scheme is a social housing support which sees local authorities paying landlords of private accommodation on behalf of tenants who pay a rent contribution to them. According to the Central Statistics Office, all seven of the electoral areas in Donegal registered falls in the number of HAP properties of between 1 and 4%. In Donegal, Letterkenny had the highest figure at 638, Lefferts-Dronorler had 278, South Inish Owen had 238, and the Donegal electoral area had 223. North Inish Owen had 185, Glenties 107, and Milford had 94. The total number of HAP properties at the end of last year was 1,763.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. There is, of course, a massive doubleheader coming up this Sunday in St Eunuch's Park in Clonus, with Donegal playing Cavan in both the Ulster Senior Men's and Ladies Championship semi-finals. For the men, Donegal, of course, have come through a quarter-final tie against Armagh, winning comfortably in the end to book their last four place. Donegal boss Declan Bonner has been telling me today that they have an almost clean bill of health available for the tie this weekend, as Donegal returned to Clonus for the first time in 3 years.
No, listen, the injuries not too bad, Oisín. Credit to the medical staff. We have more or less a clean bill of health bar Oisín Gallen, who's still a couple of weeks away from getting back on the pitch. But other than that, there, Oisín, we have everyone available.
Does it give you a bit of a headache then, because you've got the likes of Owen McFadden available again after suspension, and when you have the lineup that you had that day play so impressively, does it give you a bit of bother and a bit of thinking, Declan, ahead of the next day?
Yeah, it does. There's no doubt about that, Oisín, and it's what you want to be. It's difficult even for the 26, to be quite honest, because a lot of players putting their hand up, and the training's gone, as the exchange's gone well, and we do a lot of what goes on in training in terms of what we put out then on any given Sunday. So yeah, Armagh, while it was good and there was plenty of positives, there was also plenty of work to be done, in terms of where we want to get to. But as I said, it's been a good edge to training, and the guys have trained really, really well. So yeah, there's a few selection headaches ahead, all right, but it's where you want to be.
That's Donegal manager Declan Bonner speaking to me today, and you can hear more from Declan. It's available now in the sports section of highlandradio.com. It's also a big weekend for the Miners of Donegal and Derry as they look to make it to the next stage of the championship as well. Derry will have home advantage at Owen Beg as Donegal aim to take out one of the favourites for the provincial crown. Donegal eased to victory against Fermanagh, winning by 22 points in the opening round, but manager Luke Barrett says this time around they are going to come up against a very strong Derry side.
You know, with underage football, Tom, it's very, very unclear on how the game will play out. The area have a very formidable defence. You know, something that, when I've seen them very early on in the league, it was something I was very, very impressed with. Ultimately, you're looking at the two teams. The reality is Derry have four of the starting six forwards that played against Armagh, the championship last year, that just lost out by a point a year out of their age group. To them, for them to have four of those players back and the quality that they bring, you know, that's a massive advantage to them. So it is. There's nearly a unit nearly picked itself this year, essentially, for them. And all those guys at Macquarie Cup football this year, and some of them have been successful at the Ranafast. We're under no illusion that the task for our defenders is going to be massive the next day. But, you know, I very much trust them. I feel that these guys they're excited for the task ahead, and they realise that it's going to be a difficult task, but one of them shy away from. And I do believe that no matter what the outcome will be, these guys will give absolutely everything.
That's Donegal Manor boss Luke Barr looking ahead to the clash with Derry on Saturday. There's also more from Luke available now on our website. Tipperary's injury crisis has deepened ahead of Sunday's Munster Hurling Championship clash with Limerick. John McGrath, who won't play again this season as he's undergone surgery for a ruptured Achilles tendon. Meanwhile, James Quigley and Jason Ford will miss Sunday's games. Tipper already without Seamus Callanan and John Bubbles O'Dwyer due to injury. Liverpool will discover their Champions League final opponents tonight. Manchester City have taken a 4-3 first leg lead to the Bernabeu for the second leg of their semi-final with Real Madrid. Huge game tonight in the Spanish capital, and that one kicks off at 8 o'clock. West Brom have confirmed the permanent signing of Republic of Ireland midfielder Jason Malumbi. The 22-year-old joined on loan from Brighton last summer and has made 30 appearances in the Championship for the Baggies. Malumbi has signed a 3-year contract at the Hawthorns. Scheduling issues have forced this year's Unite the Union Champions Cup to be scrapped. The cross-border competition was to be expanded to 4 teams for its second running. The future of the competition will depend on talks which will take place between the participating associations, that being the League of Ireland and, of course, the Irish League as well. FAI Schools Minor Girls Ulster Cup final result from earlier today, and a 7-goal thriller. There was victory for Dale College of Raphoe. They won it 4-3, beating Carndonagh Community School, and that was after extra time. Lee Westwood and Richard Bland have both asked to be released from their regular tour to play in the opening event of the controversial Saudi-backed Invitational Series. The tournament at the Centurion Club in London next month will have a record prize pot up for grabs. A row over an unsigned review into Ireland's performance at the Tokyo Olympics has led to the resignation of Bernard Dunn. The IABA's High Performance Director claimed last November that his position had been undermined by the SWOT analysis position paper. Dunn's departure means he's the third High Performance Director to leave the Irish Boxing Association since Billy Walsh's departure in 2016. And just staying on boxing, this Saturday the 7th of May, 8 Donegal boxers will twin with 8 boxers from Derry to face the cream of County Antrim at a major inter-county tournament in the Corpus Christi Boxing Club in Belfast. The first bell there will be at 12:30 Saturday afternoon, and there is county squad training to take place tomorrow night, Thursday, in the Twin Towns Boxing Club. That starts at 7 o'clock sharp. We're back with more tomorrow morning on the Sports Desk, Donal.
Thank you, Washing. The Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District is urging Donegal County Council to carry out a review of how small repair works on footpaths are dealt with. It comes as latest figures show claims totalling €364,000 were paid out by the council for trips and falls in the final quarter of last year. There are currently 184 active claims against the council, 68 relating to slips and falls, 33 ranked in the high category of claims of over €250,000. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says the money paid out could be better spent carrying out repairs.
I'm asking that the council view how we deal with small repair work, especially in relation to footpaths. I think, you know, if a footpath is on the footpath programme, it gets done within a period of, 3 years or whatever. But I think there's so many small sections of footpath that get damaged, and it's getting those done quickly, I think, could prevent some of this. I think that's a contributing factor to this. It's not just about claims and about insurance. People are getting hurt.
There are further calls for unused and derelict properties in Donegal to be brought into use to tackle homelessness. Councillor Micheál Colombo-Gillespie claims homelessness is forcing some people in the west of the county to sleep on the streets in cars or on friends' couches. With extensive housing lists, he says houses lying empty, including holiday homes, should be taken over immediately by the County Council. Councillor Michael Aspic says for people to be homeless in this day and age is completely unacceptable.
If you see the list of people who are homeless throughout the county, if you see the waiting list itself, there are hundreds and hundreds of people and families who are looking to get a forever home, but unfortunately, due to the crisis and policy of the Dublin government, we're stuck in the position that we're in, or more importantly, the people who are looking for these homes are left without homes. And I believe very strongly that there's a high number of people who choose for different reasons not to register as homeless, but they're continuously moving around, as they call it, couch surfing. So this isn't good enough.
And we do see that the government sets out targets to build so many homes each year to tackle this issue, but these homes are lying empty and it would address the issue more timely.
Well, if you look, for example, there's 7 units in itself over in Anagar that have been lying empty for quite a long time. And when people are lying homeless, because we've had cases in West Donegal where people have been sleeping on the streets, we've had people sleeping in cars, and we have people who are house couch or surfing. This is not good. 2022.
Councillor Micheál Conamgalaspag there, speaking to Michaela Clark. Weather forecast, and Met Éireann tell us that any remaining light rain and drizzle will clear, with all areas becoming dry and bright this evening. However, while tonight will start bright with some clear spells, isolated patches of light rain will break in as we go on. Cloud building from the west overnight with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle developing mainly over the western part of the region. Occasional mist and fog patches forming in light southwesterly winds. Lowest overnight temperatures 7 or 8 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow it'll be generally cloudy with scattered outbreaks of light rain and drizzle. A few sunny spells will break through at times. Mild and humid on Thursday with highest temperatures of 15 or 16 degrees Celsius in a light to moderate southwesterly breeze. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief this evening. The Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader has paid tribute to Deputy Joe McHugh following the announcement that he'll be stepping away from national politics at the end of the current Dáil term. Leo Varadkar has thanked him for his work for successive governments, for Ireland, for Fine Gael and for the people of Donegal. Minister Anne Rabbitt has called for an independent review of adult safeguarding in long-term residential care settings in Donegal. She says meeting the social needs of residents must be a key element of their care. Opposition TDs say the head of the Department of Health overstepped his mark when arranging a secondment for the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan. Robert Watt has denied committing to spending funds without ministerial approval. And police investigating an incident on the Skeg Link Road in Derry on Monday have made an arrest. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 4th of May. The death has occurred of Sean Conway, Ballymanus, Malladuff. His remains will repose at Madeline's funeral home this evening from 6 o'clock with rosary at 8 o'clock. Reposing tomorrow at his late residence, which is private to family only, please. Removal from there on Friday evening to Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, for 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Joe Gorman, Carn Mallon, Mallon Head. Joe's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there at 1:30 on Friday afternoon for 2 o'clock service in Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, followed by burial in Lag Graveyard, Mallon. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Bridie Gallagher, née Duffy, Glasgow and Mean Carn. Her remains will arrive at her niece Anne-Marie Gillen's residence at Dewey Letchermeca Ward tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral on Friday morning at 11 in St Bridget's Church, Letchermeca Ward, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The tragic death has taken place of Jim Kenny, Schlieffbawn, Mallon Head. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Mallon. The death has taken place in Islington, London, of Michael Daly, formerly of 38 St Joseph's Park, Buncrana. Michael's remains are reposing at his sister Helen's residence at 38 St Joseph's Park. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live at churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of David Whelan, Ballybow, Lismonahan, Letterkenny. David's remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Eunan's Cathedral, with interment in New Leck Cemetery. Family fires only, please. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.